From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Today, President Obama pointed to new figures showing increased manufacturing activity in August as a sign that the economy is starting to move in the right direction. But he said recovery is still a long way away and that there's much more for him and his team to do.
I and the other members of this administration will not let up until those Americans who are looking for jobs can find them.
The Institute for Supply Management reported an increase in manufacturing activity last month for the first time in a year and a half. But the Commerce Department reported a drop in overall construction spending in July, even as new home construction increased. Major wildfires are burning in 8 western states, with homes destroyed or damaged in several. Firefighters still don't have control of the massive Station Fire near Los Angeles, and big fires are burning all over California. One of the most destructive, the 49 fire northeast of Sacramento, is almost fully contained. Rachel Miro has more from member station KQED in San Francisco.
Evacuation orders have been lifted for residents of Auburn, California. The 49 fire burned only 340 acres, but it managed to torch 63 homes and 3 businesses in dense, woody subdivisions before firefighters gained the upper hand. Fire officials haven't determined what caused the 49, named after a local highway, but it appeared to start in some dry grass. A number of roads remain closed to non-residents, and local utility crews are busy trying to restore power and gas by tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
Eric Kunzel, the world-famous conductor of the Cincinnati Pops, has died at age 74 at his home in Maine. He had cancer. He arrived in Cincinnati in 1965 and conducted the Pops from its founding in 1977. He was famous for his appearances in the nation's capital, too, as Marianne Zalesnik of member station WVXU reports.
Kunzel may best be known for leading the National Symphony Orchestra on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol in televised Memorial Day and 4th of July concerts since 1991. 4 months ago, he was diagnosed with cancer of the pancreas, liver, and colon. In an interview earlier this year, Kunzel talked about how he wanted to be remembered.
I was a music entertainer, like Beethoven was, like George M. Cohen was, like Irving Berlin was. I was a music entertainer. So was Bach. It was Brahms.
In 2006, President Bush awarded Kunzel the National Medal of Arts. He recorded more than 85 albums with the Cincinnati Pops. He's won several Grammy Awards. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Zalesnik in Cincinnati.
Just before the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 160 points at 93.34, the Nasdaq Composite down 35, the S&P 500 down 19. This is NPR News. Officials from across Europe and the U.S. are gathering in Poland today to mark the 70th anniversary of the start of World War II. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Hitler launched his blitzkrieg against Poland on September 1, 1939, beginning a 6-year conflict that killed tens of millions of people. The war still touches raw nerves in Poland, which was divided up between the Nazis and the Red Army under the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact. Polish President Lech Kaczynski paid tribute to the Polish soldiers who fought in World War II against German Nazism and against Bolshevik totalitarianism. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, who is attending the ceremonies, has been put on the defensive about the pact. In an article appearing in the Polish press, Putin called the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact one in a series of ill-considered deals struck with the Nazis. He compared it to the Allies' appeasement of Hitler in Czechoslovakia. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
At a meeting on climate change and preparedness in Switzerland, the European Union is urging the U.S. to guarantee major cuts in emissions of carbon into the atmosphere as part of any international agreement. And in Brussels, Sweden's environment minister says developed nations should stick to their promises to cut emissions 80% from 1990 levels by the year 2050. Sweden is leading the European Union in UN negotiations on a new treaty to cut greenhouse gases. There's a concern in Europe that a bill in the U.S. Senate to address climate change will be significantly weakened. And Britain's leading science academy said today that new technologies may be necessary, including reflection of sunlight back into space, if international climate talks fail. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.